This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. Russia's military forces are blasting Ukraine's capital region and other major cities Wednesday as they try to crush a Ukrainian defense that has frustrated their progress nearly 3 weeks after invading. Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky is taking his case to the U.S. Congress Wednesday, Associated Press correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
From the British House of Commons to Canada's Parliament yesterday,
our friend Volodymyr Zelensky.
Justin Trudeau introducing the Ukrainian leader to a thunderous ovation carried on CTV. Today, Capitol Hill will be the stage in the former actor's virtual tour.
Turning those skills into a really robust defense of his country.
Ex-State Department official Daniel Hamilton says it's a smart way of both keeping alive the struggle and building public support among lawmakers like Mississippi GOP Senator Roger Wicker.
We think the United States needs to do more.
But the Biden administration has stopped short of providing some of what Zelensky wants, like a no-fly zone. Still, the president is expected to announce more security aid for Ukraine after Zelensky speaks. Sagar Magani, Washington.
With Russia's ground advance on Kyiv stalled despite the sustained bombardment, the AP reports a glimmer of optimism has emerged that talks between the two sides could make progress. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said Wednesday that a neutral military status for Ukraine was being seriously discussed at the business-like talks. Ukrainian President Zelensky described Russia's demands for ending the war as becoming more realistic. This is VOA News. China continues to battle its largest COVID-19 outbreak since the pandemic began, prompting new restrictions that could begin to affect trade. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Chinese authorities have tightened antivirus controls at ports. The move raises the risk of trade disruptions after some auto and electronics factories shut down as the government fights coronavirus outbreaks. The restrictions come at a time when the global economy is under pressure from Russia's war on Ukraine, surging oil prices and weak consumer demand. Economists say for now, smartphone makers and other industries can use factories and supplies in other parts of China, but a bigger threat looms if business is disrupted at the major ports. China's case numbers are low compared with elsewhere, but authorities are enforcing a zero-tolerance strategy. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
South Korea's military reports North Korea tried, but apparently failed, to launch an unidentified projectile early Wednesday, adding that the weapon exploded mid-air and rained debris near Pyongyang. In a statement, South Korea's military said the North Korean projectile appears to have failed immediately after launch, which occurred in the Sunan area near Pyongyang. South Korea's Yonhap News Agency reported the weapon seemed to have exploded in midair shortly after launch. The Seoul-based outlet NK News, with sources in North Korea, said projectile debris fell in or near the North Korean capital, citing a photo and witnesses to the failed launch. It's not clear what type of weapon North Korea attempted to test. Earlier, Japanese media reported North Korea fired an apparent ballistic missile, but offered no details. The U.S. military condemned the launch and called for North Korea to refrain from further destabilizing acts. The U.S. statement did not mention any possible missile failure. A British lawmaker says that... A British lawmaker says that Nazim Zaghari Ratcliffe, who has been detained in Iran for nearly 6 years, as of early Wednesday, was at Tehran's airport preparing to leave the country. Lawmaker Tulip Sadiq announced the development from her Twitter account. Zaghari Ratcliffe was given back her British passport over the weekend. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, on a visit to the Middle East, confirmed earlier Wednesday that a negotiating team was at work in Tehran to free Zaghari Ratcliffe, who holds dual British-Iranian citizenship. Zaghari Ratcliffe served 5 years in prison after being taken into custody at Tehran's airport in April of 2016. She was charged and later convicted of plotting to overthrow Iran's government, a charge that she, her supporters, and rights groups deny. Repeating this hour's top news story, Russia's military forces are blasting Ukraine's capital region and other major cities Wednesday as they try to crush a Ukrainian defense that has frustrated their progress so far.